From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An elite unit of the Iraqi army paused its week-long advance on Mosul as it approached the city's eastern edge Tuesday. It's waiting for other U.S.-backed forces to close in on the Islamic State's last major urban stronghold in Iraq. On the ninth day of the offensive on Mosul, government forces and allied Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are still on their way toward the city's outer limits. The first to get near Mosul was the elite U.S.-trained counterterrorism service. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 60 recruits and wounding more than 120 others. The provincial government spokesman Anwar Ul-Haq said the assault began just before midnight Monday.
They were all unarmed trainees who were normally at that time of the night were either retiring to their bed or engaged with their smartphones or other phones in their private leisure time. So they took them by surprise.
And on to Australia, where two women and two men were killed at a theme park on Australia's popular Gold Coast Tuesday, according to police. This is Queensland's police spokesman, Todd Reed.
One of the rides have sustained some sort of malfunction, causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride, two males and two females.
The accident happened on the Thunder River Rapids ride at Dream World Park. Britain's government Tuesday has backed plans to build a new runway at London's Heathrow Airport. This is VOA News. Workers were set to begin demolishing the notorious Calais jungle camp on Tuesday. It comes as a second batch of migrants boarded buses under a massive operation to clear the squalid settlement. More than 1,900 people left the slum on Monday ahead of work to tear down the makeshift shelters and eateries in the camp that has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. The United Nations has abandoned plans to evacuate patients from the besieged rebel-held East Aleppo, which it had hoped to accomplish during a three-day lull in fighting last week, blaming all parties to the conflict for obstructing efforts. Filippo Grandi is the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Security Council continues to show no unity in responding to the crisis in Syria. And whilst the Security Council quarrels about what to say on the Syria situation, people in Syria continue to die.
Meanwhile, sophisticated NATO surveillance planes have flown their first mission in support of the U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group. The alliance head, Jens Stoltenberg, said Tuesday he spoke ahead of the two-day defense ministers meeting in Brussels.
NATO provides direct support to the coalition. We have started to provide support with our surveillance planes, our AWACS planes, and the first flight took place last week on the 20th of October, and we will continue to provide AWACS support for the coalition.
All 28 NATO members also belong to the anti-IS alliance, but some were reluctant to see the coalition directly involved in the Syrian conflict. South Korea's president offered a public apology Tuesday after acknowledging her close ties to a mysterious woman at a center of a corruption scandal. That South Korean President Park Geun-hye, she said, "I did it with genuine concerns of hoping to take care of state affairs more meticulously. I'm sorry that this has caused national concerns, and I deeply apologize to the people." The president's apology came a day after South Korean TV network reported that the woman, who has no government job, was informally involved in editing some of Park's key speeches. There is speculation that she may have meddled in state affairs. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte hit out at the United States on Tuesday, saying he did not want to start a fight with Washington and it could forget about a military agreement between both countries if he were in power longer. Duterte said he was against the presence of any foreign troops in his country, and the U.S. could forget an enhanced defense cooperation agreement with the Philippines if he stayed longer. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.